Welcome to The Forum, the program that educates, motivates, and advocates on behalf of our community. The Forum is sponsored by OSF Healthcare, and on today's program, we have Kayla Boyce in our studio. Always a pleasure to see her. If you don't know Kayla Boyce, you may have heard her voice on many gospel records and at some gospel concerts. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you again, too.
All right. The last time I talked to you, we were getting ready for Gospel Fest, and it was on the riverfront last year. We kind of got rained out a little bit.
Yeah.
And ended up having it inside a church, and I'm told it went well. I wasn't there, and you were releasing your new record.
Yeah.
So how's that going?
It's going really good. The single that I released at that time was called Still Standing. It was a good experience to actually release and do the single and perform it there in my hometown. So it was fun. It was great. God really blessed that night.
Now, you have a new single that's coming up in May. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But let's go back to your spiritual journey. This is something that you feel very strongly about sharing.
Yeah, I feel, again, my new single out that's coming in May, it's gonna really explain, you know, about my spiritual journey, how I've just been, you know, broken, beat down, whether it was just from people that was not in church or even the people that were in church. You know, you have to kind of find God in that direction and knowing that it's because of Him that I am where I am now, and I need to not worry about the outside people, even the church people, to lead me to Christ. That has to be on my own.
And that's a story that you think should resonate with some of everybody.
Absolutely, because I just feel like, well, I can only speak for myself, that you just get so caught up in the traditionalized church going every Sunday, Bible study on Wednesdays and things like that, you forget what it really means and what it's really about. And yes, we want a fellowship and all that, but if you don't have that relationship, you have nothing. And I want everyone to know that regardless of what you've done, regardless of what you're doing, your scars that you have, that God is still standing with open arms, because He did it for me. So, and I had a pretty messed up past and done some pretty messed up stuff. So I'm pretty sure that if He welcomed me with open arms, that He can welcome anybody.
People, though, tend to look at the negative, right? I mean, people focus on the bad things. You're looking at life, the glass is always half full, right? You don't want to look at life negatively. Talk to me about that.
Correct. So, I mean, again, I grew up, you know, going to church, and sometimes all that is shown is negative. And if that light is only shown on that, that's all you can see. And I really truly believe that, you know, God is love. And when you find Him, that positive side is going to come out, because he's always going to show you love, the grace and the mercy and the favor. And you have no other choice but to change and to look at it differently, your life differently. How you talk to people is going to be different, because you don't, it's hard to explain, but yes, you have to make sure that you're actually leaning independent on God and turning to Him and not worried about the negative side of what people are saying. Because again, it's not about them. It's about the relationship you have with them.
When you look at what's going on in the world today, you know, it's a political year. You got a lot of, you turn on the news every night and you see disturbing stuff. How does your spirituality help you mitigate that stuff, help you filter it? When this stuff comes at you, is it a matter of ignoring it, or is it a matter of how you process it?
That's a good question. I really believe that it's just a matter of how you process it, because, I mean, we're still human, you know, so we're going to have emotions and we're going to feel for the things that we see in the world. And some of the stuff we're not going to understand. But what I try to always realize and remind myself, that God has a purpose for everything, and that He's here to protect us in those situations. And a lot of situations we go through is a learning experience, but the stuff that's happening around us, I just try to stay prayerful, you know, try to ask God to shield and protect my family and to give, you know, love and strength and comfort to those that are going through, because there's a lot of evil in the world. And because we have that free will, you know, that's how, unfortunately, things that happen in the world happens. So you just always got to, man, we just got to trust God in those processes and in those situations.
Mm-hmm. You have some little ones that you brought with us. They're not on the radio with you, but they're sitting outside enjoying some of the candy I bought them, you know, which is fine. Okay, so, hey, you're going to have some sugar-filled kids when this is over. I'm sorry about that. What do you impart with them? How soon do you want them to understand about their spirituality? You know, when I was little, we had to say our prayers and we said our grace and we were dragged to church. Mm-hmm. And in church, you learned manners and patience and respect and some of these other things. I hear a lot of folks in my generation talk about how more young people should be drugged to church. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
So my thoughts are, I was definitely drugged to church, but I actually liked going. But the difference is being drugged to church is because mama told you to go, not because I know I need a relationship with God. So I'm going because mama said I need to be in church. So what we're teaching our children, and when I say we and my husband and I, is the true meaning of why we go to church. The fellowship is awesome, but you need to have that faith. And you need to know who God really is. And what my husband and I do is we show them in the raw. We mess up sometimes, but God said that repentance is in order. So spirituality, it starts soon as you get here. As soon as you can start thinking for yourself and making those decisions on your own, that's the time to introduce God to them because they know right from wrong. So it's time to let them know, hey, this is the path you need to go on. So when they get in trouble or they mess up or anything, they know to ask God for forgiveness. We're going to mess up. We're still human, and that's why he did tell us to repent daily. But being drugged to church, yes, that happened to me. Mm-hmm. But I had to gain a relationship and realize that that's what it's about.
Yeah, we're in the Easter season or the resurrection season. You know, there's that splitting of hairs in terms of semantics, right? Some people don't like to use the word Easter. You know, it's Resurrection Sunday.
Yeah,
that's a whole nother conversation. But when we talk about young people's self-esteem, what you just said, that fortifies their self-esteem, mm-hmm. right? Because you want young people to grow up feeling good about themselves when they look in the mirror, to feel positive and edified,
yes.
and confident, mm-hmm. right? And so if they know that, hey, it's not just me who's standing here in this mirror feeling confident, that I have this force behind me,
correct.
That's positive.
Mm-hmm.
Expound on that.
So, yeah, definitely try to let them know that they're not alone in certain situations and to build up their self-esteem. And they're introduced to a lot of things, just not even in school, but just being outside and things. We know that that's going to happen, but for them to stand as an individual and to realize who's actually behind them.
Yeah, and the reason why I ask that question is because culturally, you know, I'm concerned. I mean, I think most people who know me know in terms of listening to the radio and the conversations that I have with people, you know, I'm deeply concerned culturally, mm-hmm. for our African-American youth in terms of what they're learning, who they identify with. You yeah. know, sadly, a lot of our young people identify with negative mm-hmm. role models. And so I'm just always curious when I talk to parents how they try to steer their young people in positive directions. I'm sorry, yeah. I interrupted you.
No, it's fine. Yeah. So again, what my husband and I, we try to do is to let them know that there is a hope. I feel like a lot of these young kids that are growing up, you know, I'm just looking around and just watching things that they don't really have a hope. You know what I'm saying? So, like, they don't look forward to going to school or to the basketball games and just being a part of something. You know, when I was growing up, I loved being a part of something. We had a dance team. I loved being a part of that. I knew that there were things that I had to learn to be a part of the dance team. But we're snatching away so much stuff from these young kids that they have nothing to look forward to. They have, again, no hope because they're not being taught the positive things. They're being shown so much negative. What else are they supposed to do? How else are they supposed to act? So my husband and I, in home, it starts home. Mom taught me that. It starts at home. You have to let them know who they are and to build that strongness in them to not deter from who you are. What's your name? Okay, stand firm on who you are. If you like to dance, if you like to paint, don't deter from what you like to do because of what you're being shown. So we just try to make sure that our kids are very confident, not only within themselves, but again, of who they serve. And I feel like that, again, we can't deter them from the mistakes that they're going to make through life. But long as they know what mama and dad said and how they're to go back and to pray, that their energy that they have from bringing from our house, I know for a fact that it is spilling around from who they are around at school, too.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about the song. And your song is going to be released on May 15th?
Yes.
Okay. Should I ask you what the name of it is, or is it a secret?
It's not a secret. I don't want it to be a secret. The name of the song is called Pieces.
Pieces?
Yes.
Okay, like Reese's Pieces?
Like a puzzle piece.
Okay, Pieces. All right, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Yeah, so we came up with the title Pieces because, again, it's just, if you look at, I was just looking at everything that I've been through, you know, in my life, you know, damage, just thrown away and just have all these different scars from just the different situations I was going through and just felt like nothing. Absolutely nothing. Just felt like I was not good enough from anybody in this world. And I found God in the midst of my hurt, in the midst of my brokenness, and He pulled me back together again. So I titled it Pieces to let you know that those can be put in as a puzzle and God can put you back together.
Those fragments.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, all right. So you have this Milton Boyce person who has this BGP Productions company behind you, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so how do people access the song?
So, yes, you can get it on my website. It's www.kaylaboyce.com, and then I'll... on all platforms, so Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, TikTok, all of those things. It'll be all on those platforms as well.
www.kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, mm-hmm. Boyce, B-O-Y-C-E.
Correct.
.com.
Yes.
Okay, so they can find it that way. The name of the song is Pieces. And then you're going to send us a copy here at WPNV so we could play it?
Yes, absolutely.
I've been asking you a lot of questions. We're kind of running out of time. Anything that you wanted to impart that we didn't talk about?
I just wanted to, if I can just say to everybody, just hold your head up, stay focused, stay prayed up, and keep believing on your dreams, on everything. Just keep going forward. Might not look good right now, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay. Kayla Boyce, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Same. I feel the same way.
Now to my conversation with Chanelle Hargrave Murray and Ezra Murray. They are back in the studio, so it must be time for a fashion show.
It's fashion season.
It's fashion week in Peoria.
Yes.
A whole week of fashion.
Whole week.
All right. So you're pretty busy this weekend putting the final touches on the show. It's going to be at Expo Gardens.
Yes.
All right. And what are the dates?
April 2nd through the 6th.
2nd through the 6th. Okay, so that's like 5 jam-packed days. All right, let's go back. Tell us about the concept, the idea behind it.
Yeah, of course. The concept of Peoria Fashion Week, I was born and raised here in Peoria, and, you know, everything that I've done in regards to media, entertainment, etc., everything positive that I've done over the years, along with my trips to other cities, you know, doing their different events and things like that. I wanted to create something that would be positive and showcase all of Peoria and Central Illinois in a positive light. And now at this point, designers, models, and artists from other states and from around the world now. Yeah, I mean, it's
taken off.
Yeah.
How many years have you been doing it?
Second year.
This is the second year.
Second year.
Okay. And so how many people are in the show? 10, 20, 30, 50.
Oh, we had like 100.
100 people. Yeah. So this includes models people backstage, artists.
Makeup artists, estheticians, you know, the hairstylists. Yeah, I mean, we're probably a little over 100.
And so the idea behind it is what? That you wanted to bring this fashion spectacular thing to Peoria, because I've talked to you before, you feel Peoria has just as much talent as any other city.
Yes, correct. Correct. That is,
expound on that.
So Peoria definitely is a melting pot of different people. And with that comes just a whole bunch of creativity. And so fashion is just like art. An artist is subjective, right? So when you look at the designers, even the boutique owners, even the people that just purchase sweaters and put vinyl on it, that in itself is a form of art. And so when we have those type of small businesses, I'm just gonna back up. When I took Ezra home to Oceanside, you can tell who were the tourists and you can tell who were the people that were from Oceanside, California. Everyone from Oceanside, we wear Oceanside gear. So if our friend's a boutique owner or a designer, we only wear their clothing. You can tell who the visitors were based off of their designer clothes that they would wear. And so when we went back home, Ezra saw that. And he was like, man, everybody wears Oceanside gear here. I'm like, that's how we've been able to grow the economy.
That's how we roll.
That's how we grow, and that's how we support each other. So with Ezra's vision of bringing something back home from his traveling and his love for fashion, his love for entertainment, things like that. And then, of course, our daughter with her modeling and all the places that she's been, we looked at Peoria and was like, we should have that here. There's no reason why. What did they say? If it plays in Peoria?
Right.
So we do have other fashion productions that have been successful as well, but we wanted it to be where we were including everyone, not just Peoria, Springfield, Decatur. I think we have a designer from Kansas City coming, you know, and we wanted to open it up because if we feed the small businesses here, that is how the economy is going to continue to grow.
So let me get this straight. If I go to Fashion Week, I see the shows, you're watching models from Peoria area. Mm-hmm. You're also watching the clothes that they wear are from local designers.
Yes.
And the clothes run the gamut. Talk to me about styles, different styles that people will see when they come to the show.
So different styles. It really just depends on the designer. So Peoria is really big on streetwear and athletic wear. So we have an entire day dedicated for that. And that will be April 4th. And so the majority of everyone in that show are local designers, local boutiques, things like that, because we wanted to showcase what Peoria has. So you have anywhere from hoodies to I'm going to the club to designer, I consider anyone that creates clothes designer, okay. Not just custom, the big names. Custom made, peaches. That's designer to me. And so we have our local seamstress or designers that put together these amazing outfits that can be considered streetwear and athletic wear. We like to be comfortable in Peoria. And then so also we even have a young lady who just opened up a store in the mall, and she makes clothing out of leather. I cannot wait until you guys see what this young lady has put together. It's amazing. So it's just a whole different variety of different styles and fashions that you will see. You'll see anywhere from someone that just wants to go to Walmart really quick, but they want to look cute, to church, to I'm going to the club.
Now, so, is the leather jacket you have on from the young lady?
This is from my favorite stylist called Walmart.
Okay. Okay. So, All right.
No, but no, this is not.
All right, let's go through the days. What's going to happen on the first day? Is that April 1st?
April 2nd.
April 2nd. What's going to happen on that day?
Yeah, so April 2nd is going to be the VIP meet and greet. We're going to have food that is catered by Highly Flavored in Peoria. We are going to have
good food choice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Shout out to those guys. Amazing guys behind that grill. So we're also going to have all our models there. We're going to have a few of the designers there that are going to be a part of each day as well.
So the first day is a meet and greet. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And kind then, of like the opening day.
Okay.
And we're going to have some surprise segments within that as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so, what's the second day?
The second day, that's going to be the elegant day. That's going to be the day of suits. That's going to be the day of bridal wear, also prom.
Evening wear.
Yes, yes. All of the upper echelon, if you will.
Okay. That's day two. All right. And then day three?
Is athletic and streetwear.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Day four?
Youth and cultural day.
Youth and culture. Yes. Okay.
So those are the babies. They will be walking the runway, ripping the runway. We actually, I'm going to go ahead and say this. We actually have a group from St. Louis called the Doll Squad that was with us last year. They're a group of models. Well, this year they created a song called Runway, and they're going to actually perform their song during the youth day.
Cool. And then is that it, or is you got one more day?
One more day.
Yeah, we have the high fashion concert day. That day is Saturday, of course, and that day is going to consist of live performances. We're talking, you know, some of the dopest vocals, you know, around this area and also from outside as well. We got some artists coming from California. We got some artists coming from New York. It's just a beautiful thing that we've been able to curate here.
Okay, now let's talk about how people can get tickets and where they can get them. And then where at Expo Gardens will this be? Or will you just drive up and you'll see the signs and where everybody's walking?
So at the Expo, it's in the youth building. So that big building all the way to the back when you drive past all where the semis are usually parked or where the fair usually is. So that big building when you drive all, just keep going straight, it'll say you. It says Expo on the top.
Yeah, it just says Expo on the top.
It just says Expo. So that's where the event will actually be held. You can get tickets at our website at thepeoriafashionweek.com.
Slow down. Thepeoriafashionweek.com.
Yes.
Okay.
And pre-sale tickets will be available until Sunday.
Okay, now is it tickets for one day or is the tickets cover the whole week?
Per day. The only day that's a little extra is Saturday, which is the concert day. So you're not only just getting a fashion show, you're also getting live artists as well.
Okay, so people at home, they can say, okay, well, I think I want to go on this day and this day. Or somebody else might say, okay, I think I'm going to go for all 5 days. Mm-hmm. Or somebody else might say, oh, I think I'm just going to go on the last day. So you people can pick and choose.
Yes.
And the information is on a website or Facebook page.
Yes, all right? The website.
So you go up there and you can look and you got it all speckled out.
Yes. So when you go to our website, thepeoriafashionweek.com, there will be a tab at the top of the website that says buy tickets here. You click on that and then you can scroll down and pick which day you would like to attend. And then even if you want to do all 5 days, we have a package deal as well for that.
All right. Let's talk about the importance of culture in Peoria. Why is it as important for you to do this and for people to support it?
As far as the importance, you know what? That's the perfect question. Because here lately, over the past few weeks, I've gone through a lot personally. And with that being said, it's touching on a spiritual level to see how many people will come to either me or my wife. And I was just in Georgia. My mother is in Georgia. I was just in Georgia. Even there, you know, hey, I heard about that thing you got going on in Georgia. Hmm. Hours away. You know what I mean? This is powerful for the city. Not just this isn't about me. It's never been about me. I didn't do this so I could stand on top of a mountaintop and be like, oh, I did. No, it was never about that. It's for our future. It's for our kids. You know, the biggest hit I probably ever took was reading an article and seeing that Peoria was the worst place to live for African Americans because I'm African American. That was a huge reflecting moment. What does that mean for me? You know, and a lot of times, you know, when stuff happens, we tend to, where I grew up, household I grew up in, there was a lot of governmental blame. Oh, well, the president or this city member, or sometimes it's not about them. Sometimes it starts with us. Sometimes we have to take matters into our own hands and look around and say, okay, well, I know this person over here. Let's say this person, she sells popcorn. You know, can I go and get Act Two from Walmart? I could. But you know what? It's probably going to benefit my community more to go and shop with She Pop. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean? So that's where, as far as the importance, that's where it comes from for me, is to basically just set the example.
And it that might not, we can do this.
Yeah, yes. That we can.
And we have the talent to do it.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
So, and then talk to me about support. Why is it important for people to come out and support?
It's important because a lot of these designers and models, these are their dreams. And a lot of them come from Peoria. And so it's important for us to show up as a community for our people, for our young people, for the people that's been designing for 20, 40 plus years, you know, to show up and be like, you know what, I believe in you. And I want to be here to show you how much I believe in you. And so I wanted to touch base on something that Ezra was talking about as well, as far as like culture. My husband was approached recently and he was told, I thought Peoria Fashion Week was ran by, I don't know if I can say it online.
Say it.
Oh, I heard Peoria Fashion Week was being ran. I thought Peoria Fashion Week was being ran by white people. And to see that it's us, the excitement that we saw in their face, that to know that it was us, that we have this creative thing that we brought, you know, to the city and it's us, that just seeing that light bulb turn on their, in their head, you know, that's like watching somebody's dreams just explode. Right. And so I just wanted to put that.
Yeah, there. No, that's important. That's important. Okay. Our time is just about up. So let's recap. Peoria Fashion Week, mm-hmm, taking place April 2nd, yes, through the 6th.
Yes.
Every day, different theme. You got your VIP night the first night. You got an elegant night the second night. You got your, help me out,
Athletic streetwear.
Then you got your youth and culture. And then you got your concert. Did I get it right?
Yep, you got it right.
All right. And so now, and then as far as tickets, people can go to
thepeoriafashionweek.com.
All right. Well, you got it. Ezra, Chanel, hey, thanks so much for stopping by the studio.
Thank you for having us again.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
Break a leg, but not literally.
Right.
Okay. All right. I'm Gary Moore, and you've been listening to The Forum on WPNV. The Forum is sponsored by OSF Healthcare. The Forum airs at 10 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 7 p.m. on Sunday. We want to leave you with a quote from novelist Alice Walker, who said, "The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any." Thanks for listening.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead.